Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome back to my new season for the summer Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a talk show that discusses the complexities of women married to men who identify as gay, bisexual, and transgender to help them on their road through discovery to recovery. If you have any questions for my guest or for me, please let me know at bonkay@aol.com. That's B-O-N-K-A-Y-E at AOL.com. Well, it's been a few weeks since we started the season again, and now it's time to come back for our summer season. We'll be having 8 shows before we take a little break again for a few weeks. And I'm really excited tonight because I have a special show. Over the last 8 years that I've been doing this show, I've had on all kinds of people, a lot of professionals, therapists. I've had on all kinds of people who deal with recovery from narcissism, from all situations of abuse. I've also had on a number of our own women from our support network. But tonight is a special monumental show for me because this is the first night that we're having on a gay ex-husband. And I wanted to give you a little background. First, I want to welcome you, George. You're on the phone there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. So I'm going to give you a little history. George and I go back, I figured it out today, over 35 years. Can you believe
that? Wow. Not a long time.
That's really scary, right? And
yeah.
Think how we've grown old together, right?
But in those 35 years, a lot of things have changed. You know,
we're going to get to that in a minute, but we're going to talk about first how we met.
Okay.
Back in 1983 is when I met you because I had a support group that I was running at my house. And you and your wife, you know, called me to come to the meeting because you were going through the situation yourself. Do you remember that?
Yep. And you wrote an article about myself and this other gentleman that was in the gay news at the time. if that's what it was called, right? Yeah, Al-Quran?
Yes, I used to write a column for the Gay News called Straight Talk about Straight Woman's Perspective of the Gay Community. And let's go back to those days. How old were you in 1983? Just to give some perspective.
I was very young then.
Correct.
I guess about 35. About 35.
Okay. Yeah, we were in our early 30s back then. And the time
I was young and good looking.
You were always very good looking, and you still are. But times are very different then for gay men. And let's talk a little bit about your background. You grew up in a Catholic family.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, you grew up in a Catholic school, Catholic church.
There were tremendous pressures on males at that time to get married, have two kids, have the second home, you know, and they did. What's the show out with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Gracie and
Frankie?
Yeah, yeah. That was my life. You know, I can identify so many things with that show, and it's society that's changed. I mean, we've become more understanding. But I think what's important is for the women out there, I feel that the population of men are like a bell curve. And that means the shape of a bell. And 10% at the bottom of the lip is totally flamboyantly gay. And 10% at the top are so heterosexually straight. But in between, there's 80% at some point in your life. You could be seduced into being gay. And it's just a matter of your looks and your being narcissistic and, you know, being into yourself. So.
Well, to be honest with you, George, I don't believe in the bell shape. I believe in the straight line. And I always say the penis is the dividing line. If you're a man and you don't want to have a penis, you want a vagina, you're called straight. But if you're on the other side, no matter how little or how much, I just call it unstraight. Because I'm not going to argue with people that they're gay when they want to tell me, no, I'm not gay. I just like men once in a while. So I'm not going to say what you call you, but I just call it unstraight. And so 80% of
it's also society. I mean, when I met you, I thought I was straight. You know?
Did you really?
I identified it straight.
Tell us why you felt that way.
Because I could still have sex with a woman. And you told me an important factor once, and that was what do you think of when you're having sex? Do you think of a man or do you think of a woman? You know, so, and what's your preference? You know, I mean, if it's a hot man, I'd rather be with a hot man.
So when while you were married, you were going outside your relationship with your wife with men. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So how did you know, I'm just asking you honestly so women can try to understand this better. How were you able to still feel you were straight if you were having sex with men?
Easy. After I got finished having sex with a man, I could easily go back and have sex with a woman.
But you didn't feel that made you gay just because you were having sex with men?
I didn't identify gay as being having sex with a man because I was returning to the woman. You know,
we're just trying to understand. So, you know, a lot of times women can't understand how their husbands don't understand they're gay, they're out there having sex with men.
Because
I mean, did you think that was something straight men did also?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. 80% of men at the right time, in my opinion, they could be seduced and go with
continually? Continually?
And think it's, well, depending on their lives, you know?
So you don't think any men are, you don't think more than 20% of men are straight?
No. Yeah.
That's really bad news.
80% of them can be, 80% can be had one way or the other.
Yeah, that's really discouraging news. That's based on your experience, though, right?
Yeah, that's based on my experience. Yeah, I just, it's the look. You look at somebody and, you know they can be had in the right situation.
Very discouraging.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Back
but
in
I feel sorry
days,
for women because they don't understand. It's not them. You know, it's not the woman. It's the man. And they think they're doing what their mom and dad wants and their family wants, and that's to have two kids and live happily ever after.
Was it hard for you to live this double life that you were living when you were living it?
Well, let's see. Was it hard? Depending on the situation. Yeah, during holidays, I wanted to be with him. And but that was only about 3 years out of my life at the time. Prior to that, it never bothered me not to be with a man.
So let's go back. You were talking about how long were you married before you met somebody that you were in a relationship with?
About 15 years, 14 years maybe.
Okay, so during that time, you're just having indiscriminate sex, or just sexual acts, nothing personal.
Right. It wasn't a mental thing where I was in thinking. My relationship that broke my marriage was a 3-year mental thing where the first year I pursued him, the second year we pursued each other, and then the third year he pursued me with a vengeance, and he broke up my marriage because he wanted to possess me.
How did he break it up?
Well, he told his wife that he was gay. And incidentally, we both had children at the time, too. So it wasn't easy to break up the families either. That's what I'm saying. The was it Frankie and Johnny? Is that the show?
I guess. I don't watch it, so,
with,
so I know about it.
Oh, okay. It kind of, mimicked my relationship. And I wanted to pursue or stay involved with my wife. And in hindsight, I'm glad that the relationship was broken up because it wasn't fair to her to have me screwing around while she wasn't as sexually into the act as I was.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think it's because she just felt like you really weren't into her?
Wait, say that again, I'm sorry?
You feel maybe it's because she felt you really weren't into her?
Not really into her, it wasn't that.
I mean, did your sex life with her continue the whole time you were seeing this guy? Level off or go down?
It sort of dwindled off, once or twice a week.
I know it's really hard
fine.
To be in love with somebody and then perform with somebody else.
Exactly.
And also, you were young when you got married, right?
At 21, yeah.
That's very young. And I think at 21... Well, certainly all gay men who get married are able to perform to some degree.
Right.
You know, they fall in love with a wife, and they think they're in love with a wife.
The penis would get
like
hard, drop of a dime, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. You know, you can touch anything and have an erection.
Right,
and
exactly.
And so you're able to perform sex when you're in your 20s and even sometimes in your 30s, starts, getting less and less, not because you've been married for a while, but because when you're gay, your desire for a woman changes, in all honesty,
right.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
So it's not to say you couldn't enjoy sex when you were younger, but it's not the same kind of enjoyment that you're getting when you're gay and looking at it when going with a man. Is that correct?
Right. It's sort of like that bullshit they say, the golden years after you get 60. It's full of shit. You know, it's just, they're not golden years.
Which year are those?
Pardon?
Which aren't golden years?
Well, after you turn 60, you know, the time after, it's not so golden.
Mm-hmm.
Problems, you have more problems, and it's just not that easy for everything.
Let's go back to when you were, you know, married and having this relationship. Did your wife suspect anything was going on with somebody else?
No, no. I didn't permit myself to let her think that, you know.
I mean, did she ever question you?
Up until about the last six, maybe up until the last 6 months. In the last 6 months, the pressure got greater because I knew he was ready to spill the beans.
So he was putting the pressure on you to leave your marriage?
Right. Yeah. But you have to understand, we both intertwined our families as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, which was,
in retrospect,
you know, it was,
do you think that was a bad idea?
Because
that would be pretty hurtful, I would think.
Yeah, it was. You know, it wasn't easy for his wife or my wife.
Uh-huh.
It was they were deceived into thinking things were perfect when they weren't.
Uh-huh. How did your wife finally find out?
I had to tell her. You know what I mean?
Because
he told his wife first. He told his wife first. And I had no option but to, you know, because it was just a matter of time that my wife would have found out.
Did he tell you that he was going to tell his wife or no?
No.
Okay.
He just did it. Yeah.
Because he was getting impatient waiting for you?
Yeah. It was another way of him forcing the card, so to speak. And unfortunately, once I did tell my wife within months, he decided he wanted to be out into the bar scene and into the main lifestyle, you know. And he contacted AIDS and is dead already.
Hmm. Wow. Were you still with him at that time?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So after he put you through all this, he broke up with
right,
you anyway?
He broke up with me, right. Because his other new gay friends told him that I took too long and he should dump me because I took too long to tell my wife. That was the consensus of his new friends.
Well, he took too long, but he's the one who instigated it.
Yeah. Well.
And did you leave your wife split up at that point?
We separated for a year.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't
so during
easy.
That year, were you still together with this guy?
No. No. I may have seen him intermittently, occasionally, but not. No, we weren't together at all.
Hmm. So let me ask you this in theory, if you think back on it and you're honest about it. If he hadn't said anything to his wife, where would you be today?
Probably unhappy.
Would you still be
married? I mean, I could have probably pulled it off, but I don't think that would have been the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in hindsight, it was a good thing to have evolved or happened, you know?
Mm-hmm. You think in time you would have been honest with her either way?
Well,
you had to
I probably still could have gotten a divorce. I would have still moved away, but that was the only time that I went to a psychiatrist in Philadelphia was for her to help me decide whether I should move out of state or if I should stick and make a go of it. And she told me, she gave me good advice. She said, if you're going to run away from a problem, don't do it. If you're doing it to better yourself, then do it. And that's what I did. I decided I would better myself, and it turned out much, much better. So.
But even when you separated, there really wasn't a chance of going back, right?
She told me, she gave me a year to decide.
Oh, yeah. That's when we thought that you can make a decision different, right? Back in those days.
Right.
People didn't know enough.
Right.
People thought, well, let him go and sow his wild oats, and then he'll figure out what he wants, right?
Exactly. And that wasn't the solution either. I mean, you
and
I
like
know
to be
it.
Really, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I tell my listeners many times, from time to time, the story that when I was younger, you know, a few years before I met you, and I went with a guy before my, you know, ex-husband that you know him. But
mm-hmm.
before him, I was going with a guy who I hadn't seen in maybe 8 years. We'd been high school sweethearts. And we kept in touch. We got together in college once or twice. But, you know, something wasn't quite right. And so we kind of drifted in different directions. And then I got married, not even to the husband that you know, to one before him. And when that marriage didn't work out after a few years, you know, I moved to New York and I called him and I said, you know, how are you doing? How are things going? You know, I'm divorced now. And he said, oh, it's so good to hear from you. You know, he said, I'd really like to get together with you. And we did. And when we got together, I remember it so vividly. I was 26 years old living in New York City and he came to my apartment and we were talking and I said to him, you know, this is what I've done since I last saw you. And I said, how about you? And he said to me, I've had 4 relationships since I saw you last. And he said to me, 2 of them were with men and 2 of them were with women. And I was a little taken aback. Now, this is going back to 1978 or 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wow. I said, are you, you know, homosexual? He said, no. He said, not at all. He said, you know, I was experimenting during college, you know, and I met a couple guys and, you know, I had a, you know, relationships with them. But then I realized that after I was with them that I really wasn't gay, that I was, you know, I didn't want a man. I wanted a woman. So then I had 2 relationships since then with women. Now, at that point, I would have never thought to say, you must be gay. I thought, well,
right.
You tried it. You didn't like it. You're not gay, because we did not know enough about gay back then. We
right.
didn't know that
right.
a gay man could have sex with a woman. And we went on, and we had a relationship for a number of months, and something was always off to me, but I couldn't pinpoint it, but it certainly wasn't gay. As things turned out, you know, 6 or 7 years later, you know, he came to terms with who he was, and he was a gay man. But that's why I can see when you're saying that.
I said he was leading the gay parade in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have 2 gay relationships and not be gay. He was gay.
Well, we know that now, but back then,
yeah.
Like you said, you thought maybe there's a choice, maybe there's a chance. If there's a chance and there's a choice, you know, maybe it could happen for you that you're not gay, because let's be honest. I say this, if people were given a choice to be gay or to be straight, in all honesty, I believe they would pick straight. I believe that, you know, you come to terms with who you are now because, you know, you are who you are. But in a perfect world, I don't believe people would pick to be gay. I always say gay is not a choice.
Absolutely not. You don't choose to be gay. We're groomed to be straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that the gay genes somehow works its way out of the drawers. And you know, you then become who you are. You know, I was watching more. In fact, with twins, they say there's a 50% chance of twins being one of them being gay than straight. You know, so there's. It's just the looks, you know, being into yourself, and you
well,
go
I don't
life.
Think that there's a lot of narcissistic straight men. I think it's a genetic thing. I really believe that gay is not an isolated gene. I think you look anywhere in a family, you may have a harder time telling now because, you know, back when we were growing up, we didn't understand things. But if you look back now, you're going to find that you're not the only gay person in your family.
Oh, no,
whether
absolutely
it's
not.
Uncle,
right.
Do you believe that there's other people in your family who are gay?
I know there are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's my whole point. It's not an isolated gene. I mean, you know, when you find a
and
gay
it's the
person.
Cousins, it's the cousins. I mean, I got cousins
mm-hmm.
and their children
mm-hmm.
that are gay, you know?
Well, that's my whole point. It's still family
right.
connected genetically. It's never
correct.
Isolated. I've never met a gay person yet who didn't have some kind of gay relative somewhere. It doesn't have to be a father or mother. It could be a cousin.
Right.
It could
an
be
aunt
an
or
uncle.
Or,
it could be an aunt.
Right, right.
Yep. But it's somewhere within that family's genetics. And that's why I tell people who are gay, you know, who are married to gay men, that when this marriage breaks up, you have to realize there's always a possibility that you can have a child who's going to be gay. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know my daughter was a lesbian. You know, my son was most likely, you know, unfortunately, they both, you know, died in their 20s. But, you know, they had a gay father, and I had to learn to accept that fact that they don't have a choice in their sexuality either. So
mm-hmm.
that's why it's really important not to confuse your anger with your gay husband with homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of, you know, there's so much more that we know today, but still, with all we know today, there are still men who are getting married, even in today's world. Does that surprise you?
Well, they should be honest with the woman if she wants
mm-hmm.
to accept that lifestyle. Or knowing that he's going to be out soliciting men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more common today than it was, you know, 35 years ago.
Right, but there are still those men who are gay who, you know, either because of religious beliefs, cultural differences, because of society, you know,
right.
they think that they're straight, even though they have attractions to men. Let me ask you this question. When you were growing up, did you have attractions for men when you were a teenager?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Divers,
because I always
swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Bodybuilders.
Yeah, I would say that
you know.
Men know from the time they're young if they have those attractions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may not relate it to being gay, but they know they have an attraction.
Right. And it goes back to, like what you said, with when you masturbate, do you think of a man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
You
who
know,
are you fantasizing about, exactly.
Exactly.
And it has nothing to do with how beautiful a woman is, right?
Oh, I think there's a lot of beautiful women.
Right.
But... if it was between her or a gorgeous guy, yeah, I'd much rather have a gorgeous guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, because
so,
that's what your sexuality is, so that's what you're thinking
that's
about.
Where the drive, right, that's where the drive is.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather not compel, control somebody, you know,
mm-hmm.
As to what attributes you don't have that they have, like age, you know, maybe you're after a younger guy because they're 25 or 30 and you're 60. You know, it's, well, so there's a lot of compelling factors, but it does go back to society dictating you should be, even in the corporate world. You know, I mean, today you see a lot more movie stars and people having same-sex marriages. I don't know why. I don't know why they feel as though they had to be married, because marriage is so hard to maintain that.
Well, I think everybody's looking for that American dream of finding somebody to love and marry. And I think, you know, gay people also are finding now that it's not always cracked up to be in every case. But, you know, there are some couples who just feel more, you know, validated by having marriage. And guess what? I am 100% for everybody who's gay getting married to somebody gay. You know, I don't think that's ever been an issue. I think the issue is somebody gay marrying somebody straight. And like you say, it's fine as long as you're honest and you tell the person ahead of time. But the truth of the matter is, these gay men who get married are not telling their wives because they don't want them to even suspect or to know. Because today, a woman will understand a gay man's not going to be changing. You know, he's not going to get better. He can't get cured, right?
Right. It's important for that woman to know it's not her fault. You know, and I think that's the sad thing, because a lot of women think it's theirs, their fault, and it's not their fault. They don't have an 8-inch penis between their legs. You know, I mean,
even a 6-inch
just,
one.
Pardon me? Yeah.
Even a 6-inch one, let's not go too big here, but you know.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, they shouldn't trying to think of the term.
They can't personalize it because it has nothing
exactly.
to do with them.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
Right?
They shouldn't personalize it that it's them. You know, it's like clap your hands and go, okay, I'm off to the next straight man, you know? Or big thing is be single. There's nothing wrong with being single.
Mm-hmm. You see,
Love yourself. Unfortunately,
this is what happens in almost all these cases. And I always say almost because you're not almost. You are different, which is why we're friends. Because once you were honest about the truth, you were very, and even though you left your family, you were very responsible to your family. Am I correct?
Yeah, I don't understand men not being responsible to their children or even their ex-wives. You know, there's just no reason. You know, there's no reason not to take care of them or be honest with them, you know?
And be emotionally supportive to them.
Right.
Which, you know,
right.
you relocated your whole family down to where you are now, right?
Yeah. Well, it just happened.
You also moved down there.
Happened that way. Yeah. But, you know, it's a shame.
But, you know, you were responsible financially to your family, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were good to your kids, and you're good friends with your ex-wife.
Mm. Well, I was kind of brought up that way, though. You know, it's. I look at so many things that are done in society. You know, one of the big things is there's 1.8 million children that are thrown out of foster care every year. They age out. And it's like, what do these poor kids do? I mean, some of them have worked for me on my properties and stuff, but it's sad. They're not, society does not take care of these poor kids that are a product of broken homes. And many of them, the fathers, you know, just they don't bother, or they just don't pursue or help the family, you know.
But that was never your situation.
No,
you were always there to help your family.
Right.
And you couldn't understand why other people wouldn't help their families. But here's, I'm going to tell you the difference also, which I believe with you and other men. When you're in your marriage with your wife, I mean, you really try to be a good husband, even though you are having relationships outside the marriage.
Right.
You tried not to hurt her. You weren't blaming her for things that were wrong all the time, correct?
Correct.
You weren't blaming her for your unhappiness.
No, but there's a lot of men that are assholes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be controlling. And it's that controlling gene. that they want to be able to tell everybody what should happen and how it should happen, you know? I don't know. I hope this helps some women know that the big thing is it's not them. So.
Yeah, well, it's hard when you have a husband who keeps telling you it's your fault, and a lot of men do that, and I'm sure you know that. You aren't one of them.
No.
But when men sit and blame their wives and say you're too fat, you're too thin, you're too ugly, that breath smells, you know, rather than just be honest and say, I have the problem, not you.
Exactly.
You know, just take away everything from that woman. And she loses all of her self-confidence. And, you know, they call it gaslight. I call it gay light. You know, when you're telling somebody all kinds of lies in the marriage and blaming the woman when it has absolutely nothing to do with her. And you go through years
and
of
the
that.
Sooner, the sooner she ends that relationship, the better.
That's what I say. We saw people who struggled in their relationships and it just didn't help, right? They thought they could make it.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I can remember going to some of these gay support groups and like the gay fathers, and I had a couple of meetings at my home when I was living in Philadelphia, and I thought, how did these women not know these freaking guys weren't gay? I mean, I could look at them and they were effeminate. You go to a cosmetic counter, and that guy behind there is probably gay.
Yeah, but the guys who got married for the most part really weren't. Like my ex-husband, you've met him. You know, he was a kung fu teacher. You know, he taught kung fu. He was an athlete. You know, he was like Sylvester Stallone. I mean, how would I know? And that's the problem. And if they're still able to have sex with you, you know, we used to be grow up. When we were growing up, we were told, gay means you want somebody of the same sex. Why would we think if you're having sex with us that you're gay? I mean, we couldn't equate that in our minds. You know, like 2 and 2 equals 7. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Sure.
So the effeminate gay men or the ones you see in the gay parades, you know, you could tell they're gay, but those aren't the ones getting married. Like if people would see you, do you ever think they would think you're gay by looking at you?
No, yeah.
You're very masculine, so there's, you know, nothing that would indicate to anybody you would be gay.
I've actually had guys say they think that I was a cop, you know. But it goes to show you how the human species develops traits to attract the other species or the same species, you know. So it's kind of like we develop the traits subconsciously that we think will attract the other species or the same species. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
I want to ask you this. When you would see men who were effeminate when you were young, not now, but when you were young.
I wasn't attracted to them. I was not.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you feel like, oh, I'm not like that. I must not be gay.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I think that's my ex-husband, but I find it with a lot of gay men, you know, they look at that or they look at the television types like Paul Lind or, you know, other guys who are gay and they say, oh, no, I'm nothing like that. And they develop some form of like self-hatred of these guys because they think, oh, no, they're reflecting on I'm not that kind of gay. And, you know, they don't like the obviously gay, flamboyant kind of, you know, Liberace kind of guy because they feel like it's an assault on them in some odd way, even though they're not relating to the fact of being gay. But I think that I see a lot of that self-hatred when I see some gay men and they make fun of other gay men. Did you feel like that too?
Yeah, I didn't make fun of other gay men, but I was more attracted to the soccer player, the swimmer, or you know, the lean, masculine
athletic
guy,
type.
You know, the athletic type person, the Greek gods, you know.
So, since you're being honest and helping people by being honest, I like to tell women that you know a lot of times gay men hit on married men. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know.
Knowing
Say that again. Say that again.
There are some gay men who specifically go after married men.
I think it's the reverse. I think the married man will hit on the gay guy.
Well, I mean,
if I take a look at all the ads,
like in Craigslist and on some of these sites, you know, it says like, you know, gay married man seeking or single man seeking gay married men. But there seems to be a lot of people going after gay married men who are posing as straight married men. I mean, do they have any kind of feeling about why they're going after men who are married with families? I mean, do they have any second thoughts that it could be hurting somebody?
I can't comment on that. I can't relate, or I don't have any experiences with that. You know?
Well, you sort of do, because you were in a relationship, you said, with somebody for 3 years.
That's when we were both married.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but he wasn't gay at the time. You know, he wasn't out as a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
So
you didn't really relate to him as a gay man?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
like
it's easy to delude yourself, like when you're going through that, right?
Yeah. Well, he was like a David Hasselhoff, you know, extremely good looking. The attraction was there, you know, and we would run.
Where did you meet?
Did we meet? It wasn't in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so many years. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, on a street in Philadelphia. Just passing on a street. I looked at him and I just knew that I wanted to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
and he knew the same about you?
Yeah, we walked past each other. We both looked, our eyes locked, and, you know, we decided we'd have a drink and get together, and we got together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it wasn't in a gay bar or anything like that.
No, but did it take time to develop?
Yeah,
it was right away. You just knew it.
I picked him up one night after work.
Sleeping together part. I mean, I know that was probably right away. But I'm saying the emotional end of it.
Well, you have a period that, again, you're not acknowledging that you're gay, so you don't want that person calling you. You don't want to get together again. You know, so it just sort of happens.
Mm-hmm. But this was different than your other relationships, right?
I never had a relationship with a man before him.
Right, you just had encounters, right?
Pardon me?
Just would have encounters.
Encounters, right. I mean,
right.
But there was never a
relationship in any of those, right?
There was no reciprocal type of relationship from me with anybody else. If somebody wanted to pull my pants down, I could be easy. You know, but and it wasn't because I didn't initiate it. You know, I mean, if it happened, it happened. So.
But when you met him, things were different.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out. Was it very hurtful when it didn't work out for you?
Yeah. Of course. You know, you feel deceived. You think that the way it was supposed to be didn't happen. So therefore, you're the one that got screwed. You know?
A lot of times what happens with men when they have a broken up relationship, you know, they fall in love while they're married. They leave their marriages to go to a guy who they're madly in love with, and they think, this is it. This is everything I've been missing. This is what I really wanted. And they fall in love, and things don't work out. And what do you think they do?
they go back to the wife.
Yep. They say, I made
a
mistake.
Did I get the right one, right answer?
Yeah, you got it right. You got it.
And
yes,
they
panic.
Yeah.
And they knew that they could, their wives
and
loved
boy,
them.
And boy, she better keep that door shut and tell them to go to hell. Oh, God.
Did you try to go
we
back?
We didn't discuss that part, but believe me, I know. It's not easy, you know, and you shouldn't go back.
Uh-huh. And a lot of times the wives are so excited that their husbands now have gone out there, you know, they spread their wings and they realize now they're not gay. And
then
when they come home and they say, I'm not gay, honey, you know, it's you that I love. And he loves you really good for about 6 weeks. And then I call it the honeymoon revisited. And then after that, he's gone again.
Right.
But, you know, I think I see that happening a lot. And men panic because their relationship didn't work out. And now they're left all alone. They don't want to be.
I've been to many parties and many social events. And I've talked to many men that are in relationships. And I don't think a lot of it's bullshit, you know, where they think, because I don't think a gay relationship is easy.
Uh-huh.
Not with the same person anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would definitely need an open relationship, because that one guy wouldn't be enough for me for a year or 2 years. So,
even when you're in love?
Yeah, even if I was in love.
Right.
I don't think there's any type of physical attraction that would be enough to keep two of the same species together. So we're deluding ourselves.
Do you see a lot of infidelity in gay relationships?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even people who are happily involved and married or whatever, committed.
I had so much sex when I was in Philadelphia from other ones. You know, let me backtrack a little. I was told I was too sexually active and I should go to sexaholics. And it was like being in a fishbowl with a bunch of goldfish. You know, I knew what their problems were. So that was great. But it was me. I just couldn't see the need to change. You know, I was the hunter.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women, you know, I tell them that if you had problems with your husband when you were in a relationship with him, if he goes on to another relationship with a man, I saw that with my ex-husband. Those men all came to me for advice because he was treating them the same way he treated me. You know, maybe not initially, maybe he would charm them. Well, he did that to me too. But, you know, people are, they are who they are. And, you know, he would fall in love with them for 25 minutes or 2 months or whatever the case was. But, you know, he didn't treat them any differently than he treated me. Do you find that to be so in life?
A leopard never changes his spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some men are just more sexually active than others. And if they happen to be gay, that's more gasoline on the fire.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a lot easier to have sex when you're gay?
Oh, yeah. I do.
That was never an issue.
Never an issue, yeah. It's a shame. But
so you think it's a more promiscuous kind of society?
Yeah, it's maturing and being with that person you want to be with, but it doesn't mean that you are going to only have you don't necessarily only going to have sex with that one person.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're in a relationship?
Yeah. there's always that chance or opportunity, especially in a community where there's a lot of gay men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Philadelphia or New Orleans or L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You realize
you
talk for almost an hour.
Do you think it's more acceptable to be in a relationship with a gay man and go outside that relationship? I mean, are you honest about it then?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
So if you were in a relationship with a guy and you wanted to have sex with someone else, would you be honest with the person you're involved with or not?
I wouldn't want to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you wouldn't want to tell him about it if you were going outside the relationship?
No. I wouldn't want to know about it or tell about it either.
Mm-hmm. Well, then in that case, I guess nothing changes, right? From when you were married to a woman to when you were with men. I guess it's all the same, right?
Exactly.
Which only goes to prove your point. A leopard doesn't change its spots, right? Is that what you meant by that?
I plead the fifth. I'm Donald Trump.
Okay. And I'm going to let you do that because I appreciate all that you're doing and helping our women understand. So
the big important thing is for them to stay mentally healthy. It's not them. You know, they have nothing to do with trying to convert a gay man. And if he's identified as being gay and he's left the relationship, let him go. Let him go.
Don't take him back because he's still going to be the gay man, right?
Absolutely. A leopard doesn't change his spots. Remember that. And you know what? He'll find somebody else in the interim time that he's crying or complaining. So he'll only do it again.
So I would like to just ask you a couple more things since we have a couple minutes left. Didn't this hour go fast?
Oh, God,
I knew it would. So there are men who sit and really criticize me because they say I'm giving people bad advice when I tell them not to stay in these marriages. I mean, do you think that's realistic?
Do I feel it's realistic, what, to stay the marriage?
Right.
Between a man and a woman, and the man thinks he's gay, or
yeah.
Left from a gay.
Right, exactly.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely not. She should go to the gym, work out, get her mind physically. You know, if they have kids, concentrate on the kids. But yeah, forget about him. You know, really, there's too many other fish in the sea, you know. She should enjoy herself, get a hobby, and dump him. I hope that helps.
Because these marriages are not meant to be. They're mistakes. I call them mismarriages. They were a mistake when you got married.
Right.
You thought it would work out. It didn't work out. Why are you dragging years of your life down the drain?
Look at all the murders. Look at all the murders that have had. At Stacy, the other one where the guy killed his two daughters in the oil tanks. You know, these guys were gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a shame.
You're living a life you weren't meant to live when you're in a marriage with a woman, right?
Right. End it, tell her to do something else and go on with her life. She's more important. And they're usually pretty women, pretty girls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Looks have nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, I'll take the pretty husbands.
Exactly. They'll be looking for her new boyfriend.
Exactly. If they want me to give my opinion, I'll give my vote.
George, that's really great. If any women have doubts about their husbands, you can contact me and I'll send you George's way. And he'll be more than happy to help
sounds,
you figure it
yeah,
out.
That's shallow. That's the gay lifestyle, though. It's a very shallow lifestyle.
You think it's changing now that gay is more accepted?
It is. It's a little easier, especially on the younger ones. But I look at things and I can identify or see you know, there was one case where these two guys, two gorgeous guys, that committed suicide with each other. They never came out and said they were gay, but I know, you know, when you have two friends that are that close, they cannot accept themselves. And they felt that their only way out was to end their lives. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's why I think it's so much better today than it used to be. You know, that people can live, you know, relatively happy lives being gay. They don't have to be out all over the place, but they don't have to be dragging somebody into a marriage where they don't belong there to cover up for them. You know, I think one of the things that really upsets people is that when they see people who are coming out after being in a marriage for 30, 40 years, and these guys are getting cheered as heroes without any acknowledgement about the pain and suffering that the wife had to go through for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that really hurts my women when they see that. You know, they spent years suffering, and now all of a sudden the men are being cheered on as heroes because they came out. We see that a lot with actors who come out, and people say, oh, you're so brave, you're so courageous. You know, brave and courageous would have meant leaving the marriage years ago and giving their wives a chance to have a happy life, right? So I don't think they're heroes at all.
No.
So any last words, because we're going to be ending in just 2 minutes, any last words of advice you can give to our women?
Go to Baskin and Robbins and get one of the other flavors. Because the one you're getting rid of isn't for you. I hope that, you know, means a little bit of direction, you know.
Yes, because as a gay man, anybody who knows that it's you, you've already lived this life. And you already know the pain it causes, and you know that you have to just do the right thing and not stay in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have good times and bad times, and you just have to understand life is not going to be perfect at all times. But that woman should not victimize herself by taking somebody back, you know?
Because it's not going to change.
No. They're going to be jumping the same hurdles in 4 or 5 years again.
Well, it won't take that long. 4 or 5 weeks, maybe.
Well.
But, yeah, I mean, your sexuality is your sexuality, and it's just not going to change and go in a different direction no matter how much you love someone or want it to.
Right.
Whatever, you know, you get attracted to, that's your attraction and that's your sexuality. Deal with it. And that's not to say you can't stay friends after a marriage. You know, if you did the right thing like you did, you were responsible, you're a good ex-husband, good father, then you can still have a family unit. You and your family, you still get together as a family during holidays, right?
Right. Well, even, I mean, I know a lot of guys that they think there's no reason not to be a good father. And that's a real sad thing. You know, the different guys that I know. And this one guy that I know, he has 2 sons and they're both gay. I think he's gay too. You know, so, you know, you're talking about the gene. I think, you know, you get it and it's something that doesn't go away or change.
And that's why I think men have to be honest so their children should know it's not just them. It is a gene.
Right.
Well, George, I really appreciate you so much being on the show, and maybe you'll consider coming back in another 6 months or so, because there's a lot of other issues we can really add 6 months or so you could help women again.
Oh,
you know, I love you. Thank you so much. And to all our listeners,
I
hope this really helped you. And if you have any questions for George, you can send them to me at bondk@aol.com, and he'll be more than happy to respond to you. So to you, George,
thank
and to all our listeners, have a wonderful week.
Okay.
I love you.
See you later.
And good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.